FM Breakfast with Darren and Greg.
Sound of the Nation.
Get on up.
Come on.
2FM.
This week, Greg revealed that he has yet another string to his bow. He's basically a maths genius. We told you about the launch of the Bank of Ireland Money Smarts Challenge, and now it's time for our own Smarts Challenge. Greg, yesterday you were put to the test.
I was put to the test yesterday and it didn't go too well. It's difficult enough to test. We have basically four PIN numbers.
Yes.
And you get the four numbers and we have to try and get a target. So, for example, you could have, I don't know, I can't give the first one. Maybe you could have 4, 5, 6 and 7 and you have to get to something like, whatever, 50 odd and use the numbers to get to whatever that 50 odd number is. So it's tough. So I'm going to help out the listener today
okay.
a little bit more. Not going to give them the answer, but help them out a little bit more.
We have a caller on the air. Jessica, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Not too bad, Jessica. How are you?
I'm grand, thanks.
Where are you today?
I'm in the Boyne Community School in Trim.
In Boyne Community School. Okay, great. And are you a teacher?
Yeah.
Is that a secondary school?
Yes.
And what years do you have or what subjects do you teach?
I have Irish and PE and I have every year, so no maths, unfortunately.
Okay, but you're flat out anyway and you're... Look it, your mind is working every day in the classroom,
yes.
So hopefully you'll be on the ball enough to get this done.
Okay.
Okay, let me do the proper explanation. So our game is called Go Figure and the way it works is we've got four PIN numbers to four bank accounts, okay?
Okay.
Each account contains €250. So there's a possible €1,000 that you could unlock to give to your school, okay?
Okay.
Every time we give you a four-digit PIN, we're going to ask you to use those digits to get to a specific number. So for example, if I gave you the PIN 5138 and told you to get
okay.
to the number 17, all you'd have to do is add
okay.
them all together.
So I'd have to get to 17, okay.
Yes. So there's I'll give you the PIN number and then I'll give you the number you have to get to. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah,
now, Greg O'Shea is here with his whiteboard in studio and he's going to be
okay.
playing for you today. So shout away with your suggestions as we go. Now, I will say Greg is extremely competitive.
Yeah.
He wants to win this for you. So he's going to
okay,
plough on.
You.
He's going to plough on and you shout out your suggestions as they come to you.
Okay.
So, are you ready to do this?
Yes.
As soon as we get to the first one, we'll give you the second pin and on we go. So we'll keep moving as we go. Okay, but you've 20
okay.
seconds per pin.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's do this.
I'm going to
okay.
try my best to help you here now, Jessica.
Thanks, Greg.
So let's go.
So the first one. Your first PIN number is 9871 and you have to get to the number 23. 20 seconds.
Okay. 23.
Start adding numbers, let's say.
So 9 and 8 is
yeah, 17. Exactly. Will we add 7 to that as well?
Plus 7. Minus 1.
That does it, doesn't it? Minus 1 is 23.
23!
Yes. Oh! Good work.
Beautiful! With 4 seconds
brilliant.
To go, she's
okay.
done it.
Excellent.
Okay.
Jessica, fantastic stuff.
250 quid there, straight off the bat.
250 yo-yos
okay.
straight away. Are you ready to go again?
Yeah.
Let's do it. Your numbers are 1, 3, 7 and 4. And the number is 44.
Okay.
44, okay.
With 7 and 3 together, what's that? That we get...
7 and 3 is...
10.
It's 10.
10. And we have...
What about 1, 3 and 7 multiplied by 4?
That does it, I think.
1 plus 3 plus 7 is 11.
What,
by 4, four
is,
it's 44!
Yeah.
Oh
Yay.
My God, on the ball! Jessica!
I was like, did you get it right?
You've
yes,
done it again.
Exactly, well done.
Good woman yourself. Okay, are we ready for our 20 second timer again?
Yeah, ready.
Your numbers are 6, 9, 5 and 2 and the number is 18.
Okay.
18. So we start by adding 6 and 9 together now, would we? That
yep.
gets us to 15.
Yeah, 6 and 9, 15.
And we have another 5. So that gets us to 20 and then we have to get it to...
You have to get it to 18.
6 plus 5
yeah.
plus 9 minus 2.
Is 18!
Yes!
Oh my God!
Yes.
Beautiful timing! €750, Jessica. You could get to the 1,000. Are you ready?
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, we're ready.
Your numbers are 8, 5, 6 and 4 and the number is 960.
Oh my God. Okay.
960.
Let's start multiplying. Multiply numbers. So we,
okay, so 8 by 5.
8 by 5 is
40. 400.
40.
No, 40!
40, yeah.
Oh, sorry, sorry, sorry.
8 by 5 by 6. What's 6
multiply
by
40? Could I multiply them all?
Yeah, she can multiply them all.
5 by 6 by 4.
Multiply them all.
That's what she said.
Yeah. Is 960. Is it 960?
It is 960.
Yes. It's 960.
Do we give it to her?
Producer Grace has given us the nod. €1,000, Jessica!
Thank you so much.
No way.
Oh my God.
Oh God. Well done. That was smart.
Jessica. Oh,
very, very intelligent.
You have won yourself €1,000 in the Bank of Ireland Money Smarts Challenge. You've won it for Boyne Community School in Trim, County Meath. How do you feel?
That's
Thank
incredible.
Thank you so much, dear. Feeling fantastic.
That's quick maths.
Amazing. Jessica, you got to give Greg a bit of a thank you.
Oh, Greg, you're a star.
No,
thanks so much.
You did the work, to be fair. I just kind of...
You're fantastic. Thanks you a little so bit. Much.
Well, Jessica, we couldn't get you to win all that money for your school without giving you something. So, you have the choice between a €250 one for all voucher, a €250 Ticketmaster voucher, or a two-night stay... 4-2 in the Radisson Blue and Hotel and Spa in Limerick, with breakfast each day and dinner on one of the nights, and also included our 2 25-minute treatments at the spa. Which of those three would you like?
I could hardly say no to Limerick in front of you.
Yes. Right.
That's the right answer now.
Greg is from Limerick. He brought you the luck, so you got to repay them. You got to head down to Limerick.
Of course. Yes, absolutely.
Jessica Moriarty, congratulations. I hope your students are delighted with you today.
I'll have to run down to them now. Yeah, I'm late.
Brilliant. Well, I'm sure Jessica. They'll forgive you. Jessica, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, guys.
Bye.
2FM Breakfast with Darren and Greg.
Sound of the Nation.
Get on up.
Come on.
2FM. Although in fairness, he may be good with the figures, but his Irish is not the best. And then yesterday, I had a wellness event, BO, that my sister runs, and I emcee it. And
what was it called? A wellness event, BO. It's like, you have BO now.
It's called... Bio, B-E-O, which is the Irish for life or living, Greg.
I thought it was something to do with body odour.
We don't talk about body odour. We talk about positive things and how to reset your, you know, life if you're in a bit of a rut or whatever.
Yeah.
2FM Breakfast with Darren and Greg.
Sound of the Nation.
Get on up.
Come on.
2FM.
Sheradio on Thursday restored our faith in humanity. Our listeners are just so lovely. Sheradio. It's Sherades on the radio. Yes, it is. That's what it is. That's what's in the name. Good morning to our caller, Carol.
Morning. How are you?
Not too bad, Carol. How are you today?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Not too bad. Where are you?
We're just on the way to Dungarvan to work from Clonmel.
Okay. Did you say we?
Yeah, me and my sister.
Ah, very good. Do you work together?
Yeah. We normally don't travel together, so we have a restaurant in Dungarvan called the Two Sisters, so we're on the way together this morning.
You have a what in Dungarvan, say again? A restaurant?
Yeah, a restaurant. We just opened it in May this year.
Amazing. Called the Two Sisters.
Yeah.
And so tell me this. Has being in business together affected your sisterly relationship?
Not yet, anyway.
Not yet.
Maybe next year and we'll let you know.
Okay, right. We'll give you a buzz this date next year and we'll see how you're getting on. Okay,
you
so Carol.
I'll be ringing you on this day.
Do it. Put it in the diary. Put it in the diary, Carol. So, have you heard your radio on the radio before?
Yeah, we listen to it every morning.
Ah, super. And what's your sister's name?
Anne Marie.
Carol and Anne Marie, the Two Sisters restaurant in Dungarvan. That's a fine plug for you there. And tell me, what kind of food is it?
Like modern, like cafe, like breakfast, burgers, salad.
Yum.
Brunch.
Delish. All the good stuff. Okay, right. Well, look it. We are on the team together, you and I, Carol.
Hey, up the banner.
Up the banner. That's right. Okay. Brian Kenny, you're on Team Emma.
Hi, Brian.
How's it going?
Good, thank you. How are you today?
I'm not too bad.
Are you on the way to work?
I am.
Yeah. What's the plan for the day?
I suppose go in and bust a few skulls.
And what?
Bust a few skulls.
Bust a few skulls. God, you mean business today, Brian.
Yeah.
But I hope you're ready for this, for Sheradio.
Hopefully.
Yeah. We'll do great.
Brian's very chilled. Oh, we'll plough on. Okay, Brian and Emma, you guys are going to go first. Oh. Are you ready to go?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So you know how it works. You've 10 seconds per show. Emma, you can't sing the theme song. You can't say any of the actors or characters' names. You've got to explain the show in your own words.
Okay,
are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready for it.
Brian, your time starts in 3, 2,
One.
Okay, so this program is on Sky and HBO. It's a media empire family drama. The title means something or someone following in line.
Line of Duty. Yeah.
No, Succession.
Okay.
Do you know that one?
No.
No, no. I've never heard of it either, so don't worry.
Okay, we'll play on. Show number two in 3, 2, 1.
Okay, this is a reality TV show where the groom organises the wedding. He's not allowed to talk to the bride about everything. Oh, yes!
Don't tell the bride is right! God, man yourself, Brian. You got it. Okay, and show number three in 3, 2, 1.
Okay, so this is an Irish comedian. He has a talk show, but when the guests come on, he doesn't know who they are until they arrive in front of him. Yeah. What'd you say?
Tommy Tiernan, don't tell the guests.
Don't tell the guests. It's the Tommy Tiernan show.
Don't tell the guests.
I didn't think it was that
easy. Brian! Don't tell the guests.
I've seen the show, but I've never known the name.
It's just the Tommy Tiernan show, yeah. Brian.
That is so funny.
You get half a point, right?
Do we give him that, Kate? Ah, yeah.
We'll give you the point. Okay. He said after it.
Brian, you got off scot-free there and you gave us a bit of a laugh, so fair play to you.
I love that.
Don't tell the guests. Don't tell the Say nothing to the guests. Okay, right. Carol, are you ready for our turn?
Yeah.
Look, you got to be on the ball because he got an easy point there. So we either have to get two to force the tie break or obviously the outright three. Are you ready?
Yeah, ready.
Let's do this. 3, 2, 1. An RTÉ drama about solicitors. The actress and writer from Finding Joy is in it. She's married to Brian O'Driscoll. It's two words. The title is a basketball term, actually. What? Striking out.
No, never heard.
Ah, Carol, Amy Huberman's in it.
Oh my God. Next one.
Okay, right, we need to play on. Are you ready for the next one?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1. It's a long-running satirical panel show about current affairs. It's on the BBC. It has a different host every week. It's a... Ah! Carol!
Oh, God.
Holy God, your sister's mortified for you. It's Have I Got News For You?
Oh,
God.
Don't worry, Carol.
Girlos. Look it. Carol and Anne-Marie. Isn't it Anne-Marie?
Yeah.
Yeah. We got the good plug in for you for the two sisters in Dungarvan. That's another plug for you there. So yeah, it was worth coming on.
Yeah, thanks very much.
No bother at all, Carol. It was nice to chat to you and up the banner.
Right, up the banner.
Bye. Brian.
Yeah.
You did it.
Congratulations. You gave us a laugh and you won.
Lovely.
Don't tell the guests, Brian. I'm going to laugh at that for the day. Brian, tell me this. Do you have kitties that you can bring to Tato Park?
I don't.
That's okay. You don't have to bring kitties. You can get your face painted if you like, Brian.
Yeah.
Who are you going to go with, Brian?
You'll go with the woman.
You'll go with the woman. The Wicked Adventures at Tato Park start this Saturday and run throughout the school midterm. Are you a teacher, Brian?
No.
So you don't have midterm and you don't have kids, but you're going to find your way to Tato Park anyway and get the old face paints and whatnot.
Yeah. Does Anne-Marie have kids? Or any of the Carol?
Say again?
Does Anne-Marie or Carol have kids?
We don't
know. Do Anne-Marie or Carol have kids? Are they gone off the line? They're gone off the line. Oh, God. Why? What were you going to do, Brian?
Sure. They can go.
Brian.
Oh, my God.
That's the nicest thing anyone's ever done on Sheradio.
I wish I had cute music to play in the background. Brian, are you actually giving up the passes for them?
Yeah, they can have it, yeah.
Brian.
Oh, Brian, you're breaking my heart here.
If they have kids.
Only if they have kids.
Okay, I think producer Kate's ringing them back now. Okay, I think she has them on the line. Yeah, she has them on the line. Oh my God, okay, hold on one sec. Carol!
How are you?
Are you there?
Yeah.
Carol, do you or Anne-Marie have kids?
Yeah, Anne-Marie has two boys, Jack and Callum.
Okay, well, look, Brian has something to say to you. Brian, off you go.
you can have the tickets if you want. I don't want to kiss.
Oh my god! Oh. Please, that's the park on Monday with the two boys.
You're joking.
We love you, Brian.
Oh my god, Brian! Brian is our hero in more ways than one. He already was our hero for saying don't tell the guests. And now he has gone and donated his Taylor Park family passes to Carol and Anne-Marie. He just keeps
Brian,
giving.
Come to the two sisters and we'll give you free lunch.
Oh my god! Brian, did you hear that? You're going to the two sisters in Dungarvan for a free lunch.
And a free
sandwich.
And a toasted sandwich. Oh my god. Look, it's a win-win all round. What a time to be alive.
Thanks, Brian.
Anyone who says Irish people are tight are absolutely wrong. This is amazing. Guys, thank you so much. This is the best radio ever. You've made our day.
Thanks, guys.
Bye, Carol. Bye, Anne-Marie. Bye, Brian.
Bye.
2FM Breakfast with Darren and Greg.
Sound of the Nation.
Get on up.
Come on.
2FM.
Greg and I met the Irish women who are taking some Japanese style tips and living Lolita.
We are joined in studio by two lovely ladies. Before I speak to them and introduce them properly, we're going to have a quick listen to this.
People ask, you know, oh, is this a fetish? Or has this something to do with kink? And it doesn't. If I want to wear a floral printed dress, or if I want to look like a cute sailor, I can, because it's within my means to do as an adult woman who's in charge of herself.
When I look in the mirror and I'm wearing Lolita, it feels right.
Having these great friends have allowed me to let myself be me.
I'm not gonna fit in. I might as well really stand out.
Beautiful.
That was lovely.
Sarah Rowe and Josie Thomas join us in studio. Good morning, girls.
Hello.
Hi, good morning.
Welcome along. Don't be afraid of the microphone.
Okay, no problem.
Get in good and close.
All right.
So you're here now. So you guys are featured in a new documentary for the RT Player. It's called Living Lolita, a fashion subculture that found its way from Japan to a group of young women in Ireland, yourselves included. And you've been busy giving myself and Greg tips on how to look the part today.
They look okay. The part. Oh my God, you look brilliant, girls.
So Josie, tell us, what is Lolita fashion?
So Lolita fashion is it's a fashion style that kicked off kind of through the 70s, 80s into the 90s in the Harajuku district of Tokyo in Japan. Mm-hmm. And it was very much a kickback against, you know, this thing of growing up and kind of letting go of things that you like, things that you love. And it's a way to express being quite feminine, maybe in a way that we are not quite used to. So you're going to get a lot of like Victorian inspired clothing. You're going to get a lot of inspiration from the 40s, from the 60s. So you're getting petticoats, kind of knee length or longer skirts. And the main idea behind it is a fashion primarily for yourself. So you're not dressing to make Joe Soap down the road happy. You're
for
not
the gaze of anyone else.
Yeah, honestly, like you're dressing just because it feels really lovely. So you're not worried about what anyone else thinks of you. And you're not worried about looking sexy or anything like that. It's about feeling cute, feeling girly and feeling really happy as well.
Sarah, where did you first come across it, Lolita fashion?
Well, I discovered it through a magazine that was on sale in a comic book shop. I went in to look for comics and I found that they had an imported Japanese fashion magazine. I couldn't read it, but the images on the cover were striking enough that I was just sort of like, I think that, like, my whole life I've struggled with finding clothes that I like in Ireland. Mm-hmm. No shade to people who are super happy to shop in Ireland, but I was always that child that was being dragged around reluctantly to go clothes shopping every year. And the clothes on this fashion magazine, I couldn't tell what the type said on the face of the magazine, but I was like, these images are amazing, these clothes are incredible, and I think this is something that I would actually be happy to wear. Mm-hmm. And seeing those things, I was like, oh, I get it now. I get why so many people are really enthusiastic about clothes.
Can you describe what it is you're wearing today?
Yeah, please.
To the listener.
Sure. I forgot that it's there's no visual.
There's no visual here.
Yeah. Well, there's cameras there so we can get it later, but describe for the listener anyway.
Well, I'm wearing, I don't think I'm wearing anything that's younger than 10 years old right now.
Oh, wow.
I have a knee-length tartan dress with a petticoat on underneath it. I have a white blouse with rose lace and a rather large collar. and then over that I have a black cardigan. Again, it just ties at the front and it has a bit of a scoop neck to show off the button details and collars and stuff.
It's
like
so
that.
Gorgeous, the detail.
Thank you. With that, fancy. I'm wearing socks with a lace top and just little boots that would look kind of like period boots. But
gorgeous. Josie, you are the subject of a new RT documentary. How did that come about?
So it kind of started way back in January. So I was out for a pint with my friend and I got a message on Facebook saying, "Hi, I'm such and such, I'm this person from RTE and we'd love to have you on the Late Late Show." And it turns out she'd seen us when our group went for afternoon tea in the Morrison Hotel. Mm. And she started chatting to one of the members of the group and got in touch with me. I went, "All right, oh cool, when?" She's like, "This weekend." I'm like, "What?" So we went on there. Like, oh, it was so bizarre, but we went on there. It was a great experience, really good fun. And on the way out, she turns around to us and goes, "Do you mind if I pitch this to RTE's documentary?" And of course, the three of us went, "Yeah, of course, that'd be brilliant."
Do
and
it.
And we turned around and we're
You're
like,
"Nah,
I don't know if that's going to happen."
Well, it has happened.
That's it.
Thank God it's happened.
Honestly, it has happened. Yeah. And as you say, there's no visual here today, but there is a visual over on RTE Player. Yes. Living Lolita is out now. Guys, well done and congratulations. It looks amazing. I saw the trailer. It looks fabulous and so well made. Yes. So congrats with that and well
thank
done.
Thank you so much.
Massive
thank you so much for coming in to see us.
2FM Breakfast with Darren and Greg.
Sound of the Nation.
Get on up.
Come on.
2FM.
Emma Power ruined my special moment with a very special man. Emma, I don't mean to alarm you and I don't mean to make you jealous.
Okay.
But.
What?
I ran to the bathroom a few minutes ago.
Who did you meet?
I met Marty Whelan in the corridor.
I didn't.
I did.
Ah, Darren, I haven't seen him in so long.
I met Marty Whelan in the corridor and we had such a lovely chat.
Isn't he such a nice man?
There is no badness in Marty Whelan.
Have you seen his dog Alfie? I think the dog's called Alfie.
No.
Oh my God, you need to. Anyone who is into dogs, Google Marty's dog. It is the cutest dog ever. It looks like it's a fake dog. It's so fluffy.
I can't help but feel like you're trying to outdo me. I met Marty in the corridor. This is a very important moment in my life. Pack it in, okay?
Listen, don't be jealous of a dog.
We'll talk about Alfie on another day. Will you just let
Do
me have my moment?
Do not be jealous of a dog.
Just let me have my moment,
well, listen,
Emma Power.
Good for you.
Thank you. And then Emma had a good think about what she'd done. 8 a.m. And it's time to do this. But before we do, Emma, you have something you'd like to say?
Well, upon reflection of our conversation that we had a few minutes ago, I feel like I really didn't give you the time you needed to actually tell me about your experience in the corridor today with Marty Whelan. I was distracted by his dog and I'm very sorry.
Emma, I really appreciate the apology. You didn't give me the moment that I deserved.
No.
I was trying to tell you that I had a lovely moment with Marty Whelan in the corridor. It lasted about 40 seconds and it was one of those interactions where there was no silence, there was no awkwardness. I felt like I knew him forever.
Best friends.
Besties. And he showed me pictures of his son in Thailand.
Wow.
And I said, "I know Thomas." And he was like, "Do you know Thomas?" I was like, "Yeah, I worked with Thomas. We had great chats." And you didn't let me explain that. You were like, "Well, wait till I tell you about his dog Alfie. La la la." Well, you know what, Emma? Next time you meet Marty Whelan in the corridor, I'm going to be like, "Well, guess what? I saw pictures of Thomas in Thailand." And I'm going to take away from your moment. How does that feel?
Well, I've just given you your moment now.
Okay, right, I'll stop going on.
2FM Breakfast with Darren and Greg.
Sound of the Nation.
Get on up.
Come on. 2FM.
And Owen was back on form with some stellar production values for his wrap-off this week. But did he win?
Specializing in expert rhyming. Yeah.
Rap is the new rock and roll.
I sing rap style.
Rap breakdown.
We the rock stars.
Random Wrap-Off Friday. 2FM.
Yes, it's that time of the week again. Random Wrap-Off Friday. And the one and only Owen McDermott joins me on the line.
How are you, missus?
Well, Owen, how are things?
Hey, well, you know what? If it makes you feel any better, I'm here on the tropical island of Fiji and it's been pissing rain nonstop the last 4 days.
Oh, thank God.
And like rain that would put Ireland rain to shame. Now here, last week was pathetic, so I've put in a better innings this week, so I'm feeling confident.
Okay, well, I'm going to go first. I don't know if I'm feeling as confident as last week, but we'll give it a bash. So, the team is rugby, in particular this weekend, Ireland taking on the All Blacks. And the song is Stronger by Kanye West, which, actually, I discovered the music video is set in Japan. There you go.
Oh, nifty.
Yeah. Okay, are we ready? I'm going to go first. Let's do this.
Yeah, yeah, they might have Beauden Barrett, but we've got Jordan Larmer. Sonny Bill Williams is cool, but Rob Carney's a farmer. Yeah, Kieran Reid, he's got skills, but so has CJ Stander. Tyke Furlong is coming for yous. All Blacks better wear your armour. We need that win now. Yeah. Let's stay in tonight. Put our feet up and have gin tonight. Tomorrow morning we'll all be uptight, because the Irish have to win this match outright. Stockdale and Earls on the wings are sure to make the All Blacks feel insecure. I'm going to ask, because I'm not sure. Does Tommy Bow play rugby anymore? Okay, yeah, you caught me, I'm faking it. I don't have a clue what any of it means. I just want a reason to get lit. At 11:15 a.m. it's the dream Saturday morning, I'll admit. So get the sausages and pudding and fry it. Raise a glass of mimosa to Joe Schmidt. He served us well and you know it. Yeah. Haters. Yeah, yeah, they might have Beauden Barrett, but we've got Jordan Larmer. Sonny Bill Williams is cool, but Rob Carney's a farmer. Yeah, Kieran Reid, he's got skills, but so has CJ Stander. Tyke Furlong is coming for yous. All Blacks better wear your armour. There it is! There it is! Well, what do you reckon?
Solid, you know. It's going to be close. It's going to be close.
I'd say you're going to win it outright. I haven't even heard it yet, but I can sense your confidence through the phone. Shall we do this?
It's all down to the votes, people. If you're loving what I'm doing, hit me up with a vote. But yeah, let's do it.
Let's go. Work it, make it, do it. Makes us harder, better, faster, stronger. Rugby World Cup quarterfinal. Yeah, we're playing the All Blacks. Kicking off around about breakfast time. Cocoa Pops and Super Quinn sausage packs. This game, it's do or it's die time. And so we need the Green Army. Get behind Van der Fleer and Furlong. Best ring rose, Earls and Carney. The Rugby World Cup. This is it. This is big. Here we go. Let's kick balls tonight. Batter the All Blacks, the colour of shite. Cheer super loud, give your granny a fright. And who gives a feck what the press say, right? Oh, boring. The dick unpredictable. Missing penalties that look very kickable. I check, cause I'm not sure. Are the press even on Ireland's side anymore? Bow in the presence of Sexton. Give the nation a rugby erection. Not good, man, the chap is perfection. Glowing skin and a flawless complexion. Could replace Zayn in One Direction. Before him, take a knee, genuflection. I'd have his baby without an objection. For him, never ever fear of rejection. First team automatic selection. World Cup quarterfinal. Yeah, we're playing the All Blacks. Kicking off around about breakfast time. Cocoa Pops and Super Quinn sausage packs. This game, it's do or it's die time. So rise up the Green Army. Get behind Van der Fleer and Furlong. Best ring rose, Earls and Carney. Victory! Here we come. Now I don't want to compare our country with New Zealand, cause that ain't fair. Got Connemara and the Burren County Clare. James Joyce and Thin Lizzy's awesome hair. Super Max the chill in your chili con carne. Got a stone you can kiss way down in Blarney. Copperface, put the jacks in your party. All Kiwis have is fields of barley. Guinness, Hosier, Jedward and Doyle. You two, Derry girls, Nadine Coyle. New Zealand have sheep, yeah we got them too. Big mountains, have you heard of Karen Toole? They can play rugby, I will admit. That's why Ireland employ Joe Schmidt. The time is now, we need a saviour. Come on Joe, give us something to savour. Rugby World Cup quarterfinal. Yeah, we play in the All Blacks. Kicking off around about breakfast time. Cocoa Pops and Super Quinn sausage packs. This game, it's do or it's die time. So rise up the Green Army. Get behind Van der Fleer and Furlong. Best ring rose, Earls and Carney. Peace.
So as tough as it's been, we know we're still in control of our own destiny if we can get the result tonight.
Holy moly, the production on that was stellar. Owen!
Actually, look, last week was the worst thing that's been committed to radio. I felt I had to compensate.
That was pretty epic, I'm not going to lie. But it is down to what the listener wants. Text Owen or Darren to 51552 and we'll be back with a winner in a few minutes' time. Oh, we'll chat to you in a bit.
Love you, bye.
Wait. No, we don't have enough time to come back. But there's no point in even playing a song because outright, O'McDermott owns the winner.
Woo! He pulled one back. It's a victory. But look, the only winner that needs to happen is Ireland v the All Blacks. So come on.
Oh, we'll chat to you next week. Well done. Bye.
Bye.
We'll be back on Monday at 6 a.m.
2FM Breakfast with Darren and Greg.
Sound of the Nation.
Get on up.
Come on.
2FM. 2FM.